Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Talk About It Tuesday. I'm your host, Malin.
And I'm your other host, Jamie.
And today's article is kind of giving me a sweet tooth here, Jamie. I'm kind of get a craving for some sweets. Would you mind go ahead and just recapping the article for our listeners?
Well, I would be happy to. A sweet tooth or a broken tooth? That's the question. The headline. This one comes out of Siouxland's news source, KTIV.com. Not even really sure where that is, but we'll find out in the article. The headline reads, bakery owner asks customers to check cookies for missing $4,000 diamond. Uh-oh.
Now, wouldn't that be a nice little icing on the cookie? Get a little $4,000 diamond?
A little icing in the cookie. Or a little bit of tooth pain. I'm just saying. Oh, here we go. Leavenworth, Kansas is where this took place. Married couple is living a nightmare after losing a huge diamond off of a wedding ring. The wife owns a cookie shop and cafe in Kansas, and it appears that her expensive diamond was lost in the dough. I looked down at my hand, she said, and the center diamond is gone, said Don Monroe. Workers at Sis's Sweets in Leavenworth put on and take off more than 119,000 rubber gloves every year. Well, that answers a question. But this has never happened while banging the bowls and pans, according to the owner. The ring was nearly four decades old, and it was chosen by her husband and is now missing the main stone. Monroe said that they went back to the kitchen and looked and just couldn't find it. It was gone. She said she was crying, and all she could say is, you still have me, and that made it all better, she added. She said somewhere between rolling the dough and making cookies on Friday last week, the center diamond dropped out into the dough, and it's been on her hand for 36 years. They've looked and looked and looked. She said she cried a lot, and they have put it out on Facebook over and over again to try and warn customers. She said that she's mostly worried about someone cracking a tooth, biting into it. The post on Facebook has received hundreds of shares, and her husband stated that he had originally spent about $1,500 on the ring, and it's now worth more than $4,000. So if you live in the great state of Kansas, all of you listeners out there, let me just warn you, beware of the cookies you eat.
Okay, so I have a couple things, and the article tries to explain one of them away. So first of all, that is tragic that she lost her wedding diamond. That I can only imagine what she must be going through. That's number one. Number two, I don't care what they've said in the article. They've taken, what'd you say, 119,000 rubber gloves every year. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the process, her hands with no gloves has the opportunity to touch the cookie dough. Do you know how nasty, like, jewelry on people's hands and all the crooks and crannies and, like, that weirded me out more than anything, knowing that somebody's jewelry is impacting the product that people are eating.
You know, the only thing I thought of, okay, yes, my first thought was, okay, what were your hands doing in the dough without gloves on
anyway, right? Thank you.
So I'm sorry you lost your ring, and that is genuine. I'm genuinely sorry that you lost your diamond, but I must have skimmed over the part where they said they use 119,000 gloves a year, and I think I understand now how that might have happened. If it was loose and she pulled the glove off, it could have fallen out of the glove. You know what I mean? Like, so now I don't think she necessarily had to have her hands in the dough. It could have just fallen out.
I think the exact opposite. I'm like, if your gloves were on properly, then that should never have happened. And you're like, oh, I can understand now.
No.
That's so funny.
If it's loose enough and it came off in the glove, or the glove jarred it loose when she pulled the glove off, you know, I could see that happening. I mean, I've not lost a stone out of a ring or anything like that, but I've had a ring that came off into the glove. So it makes sense to me. Of course, then I'm thinking, why would it necessarily, maybe it's not in the dough. It could also be in the bottom of the glove. Just a thought.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, until you find the stone, you have to assume that it's in the product.
Thank goodness she's being transparent. I put myself in that spot and I'd be like, oh God, how embarrassing it would be to be like, hey, friends.
Okay. Shameless plug here for a second, but do you remember when my wife and I had that short online cookie business?
I'm so sad you don't still have the short online cookie business, but yes.
Yes. So we cooked the dozens upon dozens upon dozens of our gourmet cookies from our home. And when we did that, we took extra precaution where we wiped down everything. We like re-sanitized every surface, the table, all of the cleaning material, all the cooking materials had already been cleaned. Like, we made sure everything was done. We put on hair nets. We had aprons that we put on. We took off all of our jewelry, washed our hands, gloved ourselves. And we took every precaution to make sure that nothing had even the opportunity to fall into the dough. Because, and I think we were being ultra sensitive because we were working out of our home to begin with. And right. I know they have a brick and mortar bakery, but to me, it's like, it's the same thing. I don't know why you would leave your ring on, even with gloves, to do baking. And especially with making cookies, you're rolling, you're kneading, you're mixing, you're scooping, you're taking things in and out of the oven. Even if the ring stayed on your hand, it's still a really hard wear and tear on your jewelry. That's a sidestep. Again, that's a personal preference. I'm not trying to go after the lady for if she decided to wear rings on. But what I don't get is why you would have them on during making cookies because of this exact scenario. You don't know. The stone goes missing. You have to assume it's in the product. Now you have to tell everybody. You have to say, hey, there's a possibility a foreign object fell into our cookies. Please watch out. Oh, and not only watch out, but if it happens, bring it back to me, please. Thank you. Like, that's just weird.
Well, I think the article, if I remember right, her husband is just, he's going to have to replace it. So I don't know that they're expecting someone to bring it. But she did say that there would be lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of free cookies offered for the person that brought it in. Of course, I don't know if I almost choked on a $4,000 diamond that I would want cookies from that establishment again personally, but no. Maybe it's a small town and they all know each other. The cookies in question are either chocolate chip, sugar, or peanut butter cookies. So again, I just wanted to get that information out there in case we have someone in Leavenworth, Kansas that listens. Please be careful.
And is this a local baker shop? Do they ship their cookies? I mean, who knows where this diamond could be?
Oh.
And
now you're making me want to Google.
Yeah. And now if somebody finds a diamond in their cookie, are they even going to say anything? So you could run the risk of you found this diamond, you mentioned something, you have to give the diamond back. Or do you find this diamond and just stay quiet and just keep the diamond?
That would be, I would be really sad if that was the case. I mean, if I were in that situation, I would want to like bring it back, and because I would be devastated. 36 years of marriage and I lose my diamond that I've had on my finger for 36 years. I would be very sad.
Without question. But if you're the person who ate the cookie and say it split your lip, or you're just mad because there was a diamond in your cookie and it could have hurt you, would you just keep it out of spite? Or would you still be like, you know what, this needs to go back to them because I know this wasn't intended to be my cookie. I'm going to do the good thing and send it back to them.
Right, right.
I don't know.
I don't know that I see that they ship, but they do have a website. So it's possible. So buyer beware. Although it's already out there. So if you've purchased from this bakery, you might want to be careful. But I'm sure she makes great stuff. The pictures look amazing. So I don't know.
One accident shouldn't define, you know, make or break your business. That's not what I'm saying. But what it makes me start questioning is some of the practices that they just want to assume. Yeah, we wear gloves. We go through 119,000 a year. So we wear gloves all the time. Then how is it that a foreign object like a diamond from your ring is even being considered being part of the dough? For me, it just makes a kind of a highlighter across that statement and makes me go, really? You really practice all the time? Like, there's no shortcuts you take? You weren't just kneading that dough and we were like, oh, I'll get a glove later. My hands are clean. I washed them type of scenario. Even if they do it the letter of the law and they follow every precaution, the fact that this happened, it puts all of that into question into my mind. And I don't think I'm alone. I don't think I'm unique jumping to that conclusion. Do I think their business needs to shut down? Absolutely not. Accidents happen all the time. But it does make me kind of raise an eye and go,
You know, I think here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look into this and see if they do ship. And if they do, I'm probably going to buy a dozen cookies so I can help them replace the diamond. And I might just even put that in there. Like, please add the profit from my cookies to the fund to replace the diamond.
Yours will be the batch. Yours will be the batch that has a diamond in it. I cannot wait.
No, they were already baked. And hopefully sold. I don't know. When was the date? Let me look at the date. Hang on. Because this could be, I mean, it could be a lot older. I found this and just died. I was like, we have to do this one. So that's why we're here today. But
if memory serves, I think it was early April, I think.
April 12th. Yep. So on April 12th, it was the week before. So, oh, I'm sorry. Mrs. Monroe, Don Monroe, I'm sorry you lost your diamond. And I personally don't think you did it on purpose. So I give you grace and I will buy some cookies.
Okay, so now I got to course correct. I don't think she intentionally injected her diamond. All I'm saying is it seemed like if you really were going through that many gloves, I find it really hard to think that an accident like that could happen. Now, your scenario is also very plausible. And they could have probably done everything they possibly could do, and it still happened. I don't think their business should shut down over this. It just makes me raise my eyebrow a little bit. That's all.
I understand. And was really just giving you a hard time. So Malin isn't being unkind.
So sis, I'm not against you. I'm just saying, that's interesting. I hope you do find your diamond, by the way.
I do too. So I think we probably need to talk a little bit about hiatus.
Yes. So Jamie and I are concluding Roundtable Mindset Season 1 and Talk About It Tuesday Season 1. We are taking some much needed time where we can just unplug, recharge our batteries, and refocus on our podcast a little bit. So we are going to take the month of May off completely, and we will not be releasing any Talk About It Tuesdays or Roundtable Mindset episodes for the entire month.
So the next time you hear us will be the first Tuesday in June when we come back with another Talk About It Tuesday then. But yeah, we're going to do a refresh and a reset and come back with a season two. So if you come across any great articles in May, though, it's not like we're disappearing off the planet altogether. Send us your articles. We'd be happy to look at those for June. And I don't know, I'm kind of excited, but it's also going to be kind of sad not to hang out like every weekend to record these for Tuesday. So,
we're still going to be recording, we're still going to be having conversations. They just might not be recorded.
That's true. But
so if you thought this was going to be a break between you and I having conversations, you are sadly mistaken.
Oh, okay. Well, we're good then. So no. But yeah, we'll be back in June. And, you know, this is not a, I don't know. There's been podcasts in the past where they say they're taking a little hiatus and then they don't come back. And that's not at all our intent. We plan to be back first Tuesday in June. So, stay tuned in and watch your feeds for the drop of the episode. And, you know, in the meantime, catch up, you know, go back and listen to the old episodes and enjoy some of, I would say though, just beware if you go back to the beginning, the sound quality isn't great, but, that's one of the things that we did learn in our first year of podcasting together. So
it shows growth. It shows growth in character. That's what it does.
This is true. I did go back and listen to a couple of those old ones and just made me smile and giggle how stiff and weird we were.
I know. Well, and we're also not disappearing from our socials either. So we'll be active on Facebook. We'll be active on Instagram. So if you have any questions or if you want to participate, we're going to try to keep some of those channels going just so you can see that we're still around. It's just that we're not releasing any new episodes in May. And like Jamie said, starting in June, we'll start coming back with regular Talk About It Tuesday episodes, and then start filling in with some roundtables. So I'm actually personally looking forward to season two. We've had some really great conversations and planning sessions, and I think season two is going to be really fun. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging like nobody's business, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited too. I think it'll be great. So, we won't be asking you to tune into Roundtable Mindset next week. I will also, I just want to take a minute to do a quick plug for our Patreon too. That's a really great way to interact with us as well. You will get early access to Talk About It Tuesday with some of our tiers, and some of our tiers you get both that and Roundtable Mindset. So you'll get to listen even before everybody else when we come back. We've got some things in the plans and the works for our Patreon supporters also. So take a peek if you'd like. The link will be in the description, and we hope to see you when we come back for another episode.
We will see you next time when we come back. It just won't be too. All right. Thank you for listening. Kind of going through this with us. We cannot say we appreciate you enough. Have a great May, and we'll see you in June.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great week, month. Bye-bye.
Bye.